بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. As we have read in this ayat, that when people, any difficulty and hardship comes upon them, the sabireen, and that is, as we explained, that it is a great power that Allah has given every person, Muslim and non-Muslim, everyone, this quality of making sabr, and that is submitting to the will of Allah Ta'ala. It is a matter of using it. Allah has given it to us, we should use it. And the manifestation of that, Allah also has taught us that the sabr which Allah has given it, how does it express itself and manifest itself? That when any difficulty, as explained also, the greatest test of sabr comes to become a shaheed, that a person is prepared to give any and everything of his for the pleasure of Allah. After that, Allah explained the lower forms of this sabr, and that is when Allah will test us in our lives, in our personal things, our possessions, etc. So whenever any of these things come, that sabr expression should be that we say, Inna lillah, that we all belong to Allah Ta'ala. When we realize that I don't belong to anyone, not to myself also, and Allah, to who you belong, that being has the full right to do with you as He pleases. And the great consolation is that Allah only does good for a person. And whatever outwardly appears to be a bit of difficulty is also in reality good for a person. Like a person, he is ill, the doctor prescribes that he mustn't eat, he must skip 2-3 meals, for example. Or for a week, he puts him on a certain diet, and his most delicious and desirous things, the doctor stops him from that also. That is the kindness of the doctor. A person is a sugar patient, for example, a diabetic, doctor stops him from all sweet things. And a diabetic craves more for sweet things. But that is the kindness of the doctor that he stops him. So whatever difficulties Allah Ta'ala brings for a person, outwardly it seems to be difficulties, but for the true believers and for those who turn to Allah, there is only goodness that is kept in for them. So they realize, Inna lillah. And the second part of it, Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Or hum usi ki taraf laut kar jane wale hai, and we are all going to return to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So going to return to Allah, that is that whatever we have lost here, Allah is going to give us the recompense much, much more greater in the akhirah. And things, those things Allah will give us which we never even ever imagined or thought about. So we are going to Allah Ta'ala. So all this makes that sabr very easy for a person. And as we mentioned, this is an exclusive thing, a very great formula that Allah has given only to this ummah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yaqub alayhi salam went through great difficulty when he lost his son Yusuf alayhi salam. When he did, what did he say? Ya asafa ala Yusuf. What a pity, my son Yusuf, where is he, etc. And compared to Ya Asafa and Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, that cannot compare at all to this great, great formula which Allah has given to the Ummah. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib say, it is our deficiency that we do not practice on the full deen. Even with regard to this, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that when any difficulty comes, then we should read this, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina wa akhlif lana khayran minha. These words come with different expressions, and this is how our Shaykh taught us that, O Allah Ta'ala, you have taken this Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina. O Allah, give us the rewards of this difficulty. We are saying this Inna lillah, we are making sabr, now you give us the rewards for it, and you give us a much better return than what we have lost. You give us us much better in return. And Allah gives in this dunya also. Famous about Hazrat Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, one of our mothers, the wives or one of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when she lost her husband, he passed away, she read these words. And in return, Allah gave Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam to her as her husband. Where can anything compare to that? Her husband was dear, they were good, on very good terms, they lived very nicely. But in place of her husband, Allah gave Allah's Nabi in return. What a great return. So the same way, whatever difficulties we go through in anything, if we say this, Allah already in this world will give us a much, much more better return. So whenever we go through any difficulties, we should read this. We normally, unfortunately, because we are not trained in deen, then we say all other funny types of things. We scream, we make a noise, especially women folk, and we say funny words, sometimes words whereby we can even lose our iman. Whereas if we had trained ourselves, our tarbiyat was made, that when these difficulties will come, we will say these words of great respect and great honor and dignity and words of great protection and great words of great barakat and rahmat from Allah Ta'ala. What a perfect and pure deen Allah Ta'ala has given us. So these are very great words, and this is that defense which Allah has given us, and Allah gave it to us before the difficulties come. Before any difficulties come to a person, these words are already, your defense was given to you before time. And by saying this, no matter what calamity, what hardship falls a person, just by saying this and the reality of it being in a person, all the worst difficulties and hardships become easy and very easily tolerable for a person. How many incidents of people that whenever they lost dear, they all their close and dear ones. For example, one lady in Trinidad who had passed away recently, she lost her parents. That normally happens. Many of us, we lose our parents in our lifetime. She lost her husband. She lost all her children also. But for all, she just said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. She said, what are you going to do? It's Allah's will. We accept Allah's will. She found so much solace and comfort in it. At the age of about 80, she was diagnosed with cancer in the brain's tumor. And that also, when family people should ask her, she say, what you going to do? In her broken English, she should say, it's Allah's will, we accept it. By the barakat of that, the doctors just could not understand that that tumor causes such excessive pain that a person cannot rest for 1 second. Terrible pain a person suffers. And they asked her, any pain? She said, no pain. Because she submitted to Allah, وَخْلِفْنَا خَيْرًا مِنَا. Allah made it so easy for her that she did not even experience any pain. Otherwise, those are things that every person will experience. So these are great formulas which Allah has given us, and every one of us know these words. And if we tell somebody, you must read Inna Lillah, before we finish it, they will say, وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Knowledge we all got, and our knowledge surpasses other people's knowledge. But when it comes to amal, we find ourselves very deficient. Then we are not making amal. So whatever any difficulties, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that even if your shoelace breaks, read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. But we, for nothing we read, even big difficulties come to us, we go blank in our mind, but we don't read this. To read just when we apprehend a difficulty, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir, Allah protects us also. If the difficulty came to pass, we read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un as is required from us. Allah makes it very easy, and a person, his mind is in order. Otherwise, when we don't have this reality, then a person immediately starts finding fault with other people. That you did this because of you this happened. And we there is a problem, and we aggravate it by making it worse. Now we are this infighting that starts. The blame game starts. We blame one another for it. Whereas if a person is trained in Iman and Islam and he submits to Allah, then it becomes easy for him and Allah's full help is with that person. And when Allah's help is with a person, even mentally he can enjoy it very, very easily and it becomes in fact a pleasure for him. So these are very great words which Allah Ta'ala has given us and we should, we all know them, but we should make a habit of reading it. Whenever we see any difficulty, any hardship we experience, we should read this and we should try it. And there is no end of the reality of the meaning. And its reality coming into a person, there is no end to that. We should try and bring this into us and then see that even in difficulties, a mu'min is living a life of pleasure. Outwardly, he might be in pain also. He might be in other difficulties also, but his heart is at ease. Totally his heart is with Allah Ta'ala. Inwardly, he finds great, great pleasure and solace and comfort. May Allah bless us with these realities which have been given to us, and that is which are called treasures. That we have got them, but we don't know we have got them. We have got them, but we don't use them. A person has got some problem, he's got enough money in his bank account, on his credit card, at home, cash he's got, but he's not using it, and he's going through the difficulties. You got all the money, use it, and come out of your problem, but we are not using it. We got much more greater than those treasures. We got the teachings of our deen, but unfortunately, we don't use them. Allah make it that we come to, we realize it and we bring it into our lives. Allah give us all tawfiq.